This is the message delivered on December 13, 2020 by Pastor Chum. The message title is The Light in the Darkness. The scripture passage is from Book of John, chapter 1, verse 5. It is the third week of the Advent. We are about to witness the baptism of three people today. With the arrival of Jesus, we are able to live a new life. Welcoming new members to share this new life is wonderful. Let us turn to the scripture passage, a book of John, chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We are going to welcome Christmas season next week. It is the day that the Savior Jesus Christ was born in this world for us. We look forward to Christmas in December, and we celebrate it with joy. But we do not know the exact date of Jesus' birthday. And the reasons that Christmas was celebrated in December is strongly associated with the passage that we just read. By the birth of Jesus, a light shone in the darkness. The darkness lost its power, and it is vanished. This wonderful event is represented well in the season of December. It is related with the winter solstice. Every year, either December 21st or 22nd is a day of winter solstice. This year, it is on December 21st. The day of winter solstice is when the daytime is the shortest in the year. We spend the darkest day of the year on the day of the winter solstice. At the same time, this is the day that tells us the end of the darkness, because after this day, the daytime becomes longer day after day. Gradually, the darkness goes away and the light spreads. The birth of Jesus, Christmas, is the day that tells us the end of the darkness. We live between the morning and the night, between the light and the darkness. Both the light and the darkness are also present within us. We experience the brilliant time of happiness, satisfaction, and liveliness, as well as the time of sufferings or sorrows. In fact, this world is full of all kinds of things that attempt to make our days bright and shiny. But those cannot stay shining forever. They are like a fire of a torch. It shines on us for some time, but it is not eternal. Darkness that we experience when such a light goes away makes us feel even darker than before. But the light of Christ never disappears, and it shines within us more brilliantly, and it illuminates every corner of our life. In the time of Christmas, each one of us opens his or her eyes to see what is assured by the Lord. It is that the coming of Lord Jesus is the coming of the light of life, which turns off darkness. I have many experiences where God illuminated my darkness. Last year, God treated me in a very special way. The light of Christ illuminated the darkness within me to heal me. My parents came to Japan 25 years ago in 1995 from Korea as missionaries. God led them, and they had a strong resolution. One day, all of a sudden, they said, "Him-chan, your father and mother are going to Japan to speak about God, but we cannot take your brother or you." Their departure as missionaries to Japan took place too suddenly. Originally, they were going to apply for a visa for the whole family to come to Japan, but they could not wait for the permit to be granted. They trusted us two children to the grandmother of my mother's side. And they left for Japan with a 3-month short visa. I was just starting a primary school back then, and it was a very shocking event for me, who was still very young. We all wanted to immigrate to Japan together as soon as possible, but it took a very long time for the visa to be granted to the whole family. So my parents used a 3-month visa to go back and forth between Korea and Japan to work as missionaries. Until our visa was granted, I stayed in Korea with my brother at the grandmother's home. We lived together for a year. I think I shared with you before what happened between my grandmother and me. My grandmother was a strong believer of traditional Confucianism. She was not so loving towards me as the second son in the family, and she was very strict. More specifically, what she served as a meal on the table was different between my older brother and me. She spoke differently towards my older brother and me. What was the most difficult for me was something else. She falsely accused me and abused me orally and physically. She said, "Why did you steal my money?" or "Where have you hidden my thing?" I tried to explain to her misunderstanding, but her suspicion and abuse were escalated. I could not consult anyone. My parents were not there. It was a very painful time for me. After 1 year, in 1996, the family visa was granted, and all of our family was able to come to Japan together. I was able to leave my grandmother. However, all that happened between my grandmother and myself left so big darkness in my personality that even after I left the grandmother, I suffered with the painful memories of what my grandmother did to me, and anger and hatred towards her grew day after day. When I was in the junior high school, my grandmother was dying, and we went to see her in the hospital. I had a slight hope that she might be regretting what she had done to me, and that she might want to apologize to me. But my grandmother no longer recognized who I was, and she passed away without reconciliation between us. Although my grandmother passed away, she appeared in my memory very frequently, especially when I prayed Lord's Prayer on Sunday at the morning service. She appeared in my mind. When I pray, "We have forgiven our debtors," her face came up to my mind. I had a mixed feeling of, I want to forgive her but I cannot, and I don't want to forgive her. But if I think about it now, God was dealing with me, with my pain, through weekly Lord's Prayer. God illuminated gradually my darkness. One day, God illuminated my darkness in a surprising way. It was 20 years after what happened between my grandmother and me. I was attending a lecture in Tokyo Christian University, and it was a lecture about dementia. A sentence in the textbook captured my mind, which said, "One of the symptoms of dementia is a delusion that his or her possession was stolen." Suddenly, I remembered my grandmother. Everything was connected together with this word. Without knowing, I was crying, and I thought all her words and behaviors towards me were because of her illness. They were not out of malicious. I was not wrong, and neither she. It was all because of her illness. All of a sudden, a thought came up to my mind. I might be able to forgive my grandmother. From that day, every time I prayed the Lord's Prayer, I remembered my grandmother. But what was different from before was that I prayed each time, "God, please help me to forgive her." It was a big change for me. It was very strange that I was able to think that way, but I was not able to forgive her yet. Although I understood that my grandmother was sick, all the pains I received from her were still there. Last year, I took a break because I was not feeling well, and during that break time, I was thinking about the roots of my faith. I spent some time to look back the history of my walk in the Christian life. I was born in a Christian family, and I confessed my faith in Jesus when I was in the second year of high school. Until then, I thought the starting point of my Christian life was that moment of confessing my faith. But I began to think when I might have met with God personally in my life to believe Him. I look back my past and I realized and I was surprised. The first time that I prayed to God from my heart seeking Him was the time of the first year in the primary school. Every day I was frightened. But it was the Bible story spoken by Sunday school teachers that gave me the power and hope to live my life. Especially the story of Joseph, who was sold by his brothers to become a slave in Egypt, gave me a power and hope to live my life day after day. The fact that God was with lonely Joseph became a big hope for me. Sunday school teachers invited me to join the children's choir. I remembered I was very happy to go to the church. I remembered I was very happy to sing a hymn to God. I realized that Jesus came to me in the midst of miserable days. Although it was a very tough time for me, I had a personal contact with God back then. Until then, the time I spent with my grandmother was the time of nothing else but of pains. But it was different now. I was grateful to God by remembering those days. It was the feeling that I had for the first time in my life. Then I knew that God healed me. It was a wonderful experience that the Lord illuminated the darkness in my heart. The light shines in darkness. The light is not far. This is the light that came down to the darkness. Jesus Christ, Jesus of Christmas, came down to the darkness and shines in the darkness. Yet, Lord Jesus illuminates our darkness. We all have the darkness in us, but the darkness did not defeat the light. It has been already declared that the darkness lost the battle. We still have the darkness within us, but it has been already determined that the darkness will be vanished. It is because one who turns away the darkness has come. Lord will deal with our past pains, regrets, darkness that we cannot do anything about it. Maybe some of you might say, "Oh no, I do not have the darkness," or, "Oh, I'm too far from God." Those who were invited to the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas were low-class shepherds, wise men who traveled all the way from the East. They were all in the corners of the society, not the center of the society. Those who were invited to the birth of Jesus were those who were thought to be farthest from Jesus. Christmas is the time that those who have been far from God are to be made close to Him. You who might be thinking, "Not me, Lord Jesus will come for your sake and shines on you richly." He shines on us through the word in the Bible. By His word, He makes us realize. The other day, I gave a lesson of the Bible class to the children of Morino Gakuen, a church school, and I spoke from this same John chapter 1 verse 5. After the class, I always ask the children to write their comments and questions about the lesson. And they are amazing. Their responses are so honest and straightforward and funny and unique. I learn a lot from them. I am a teacher during the class, but after the class, they become my teachers. I think it is God's wonderful grace that we have such a church school here and that we have the children who can live their lives just as they are and wonderful teachers. I would like to introduce one comment from the last lesson. It was a sincere comment from a primary school kid. He said, "I thought about what is in my heart. The darkness is the whisper of the evil, and the light is God's word. The whisper of the evil is defeated by God's word. I want to have such a heart." I felt like the light of Christ was illuminating us. The kid's word, "The whisper of the evil is defeated by God's word," gave me its assurance. Above all, his confession, "I want to have such a heart," trembled my heart. I was very moved by the pure and sincere wish of this kid. We want the same heart, don't we? Yes, we can. It is because the light of Jesus is now shining in the darkness. The light has won over the darkness. Yes, we can. Gradually and surely, the light will illuminate us. It is a long way to go, but the light will illuminate every area of our life. Let us continue to walk with the hope. Let us pray.